From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Iraqi authorities say at least 24 people died in bombings and mortar attacks today. Dozens of people were hurt as Iraq held elections for its national parliament. Insurgents say they'll disrupt the voting. The BBC's John Simpson reports from Baghdad.
20 or so explosions have been heard so far here in the center of Baghdad alone. But this won't hinder the electoral process, let alone stop it. No fewer than 86 political groups are contesting only 325 seats. This means that the haggling over forming a government could take until late summer or even beyond. If the former Prime Minister Iyad Alawi gets in place of the present incumbent Nouri al-Maliki, then Iraq will probably take a turn back to greater secularism.
BBC's John Simpson in Baghdad. Polls close in Iraq in about an hour. Reports from Afghanistan say there's been violence between rival rebel factions, including the Taliban. 50 fighters may be dead in the violence in the northeastern part of the country. The Associated Press quotes local police who say this may be a power struggle between local Taliban fighters and another militia loyal to Afghan militant leader Gulbuddin Hekmatyar. He's a former Afghan prime minister. The Filipino military says that its Marines have killed 7 militants in a southern province. The militants are suspected of belonging to Abu Sayyaf. That's a terror group that has battled the Filipino government to create an Islamist state. Authorities believe they were sheltering another terrorist from a group with links to Al-Qaeda, an engineer known as Marwan. His group is accused of several deadly attacks, including the fatal bombings of nightclubs in Bali in 2002. Some Cablevision customers in the New York area are going to have to look elsewhere if they want to see the Academy Awards tonight. Cablevision and the parent company of the network ABC failed to come to agreement over fees. Julie Walker reports.
ABC goes to black for Cablevision's 3.1 million customers in the New York area. Both companies are blaming each other for the financial dispute, which led to Disney, the parent company of ABC, pulling the station off Cablevision as of midnight Saturday. Disney says because Cablevision charges customers $18 a month for ABC, the company should give some of the profit back to Disney. But Cablevision says it pays more than $200 million a year to Disney and that the company is holding viewers hostage in order to get an additional $40 million in fees. If the dispute is not resolved by the Oscars, Cablevision viewers will have to look elsewhere for the ABC show, as well as other programming. For NPR News, I'm Julie Walker in New York.
Bad weather is hitting Southern California with thunder, lightning, and hail. A winter weather advisory has been posted for the mountains. You're listening to NPR News. Australia's Attorney General is warning police and emergency services may be used to clear the country's beaches in the future. That after last weekend's tsunami warning was largely ignored by the public. From Sydney, Stuart Cohen reports.
Officially, beaches along Australia's east coast were closed when the country issued a warning after the tsunami triggered by last weekend's earthquake in Chile. But that didn't stop scores of people from going down to the beach to watch for the tsunami and even go swimming. Lifeguards were powerless to stop them. Attorney General Robert McClellan says the country's policy on dealing with tsunami warnings needs to be reviewed.
It was disappointing but understandable. People saw the earthquake literally thousands of kilometres away and didn't appreciate the dangers. The advice to people who would think of doing the same thing is abide by the warnings. It's in their own interests and it's in the interests of others.
McClellan says it's not clear how many people ignored the warning and how many simply didn't know about the tsunami. In the end, the predicted wave failed to reach Australia's coastline and there was no damage. For NPR News, I'm Stuart Cohen in Sydney.
Meanwhile, the UN Secretary General is visiting Chile this weekend. Ban Ki-moon toured areas of earthquake devastation. He's promising the country $10 million in relief help. There have been numerous aftershocks. The strongest yesterday had a magnitude of 5.1. The reports are coming in, but more than 90% of voters in Iceland have apparently rejected a plan to repay Britain and the Netherlands billions of dollars in debt. The British and Dutch governments intervened to shore up an Icelandic bank that collapsed. Icelanders say the repayment terms are too harsh, particularly the interest rates. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.